We're going to be with you just briefly. If you'll turn with me, John chapter 3, we'll read two verses, very familiar verses 16 and 17. St. John chapter 3, 16 and 17 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved." If I can read that again. It said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved." Just for a little while, we use as a thought, "Happy birthday, Jesus." And for a subtopic, "Thank you for eternal life." Thank you for eternal life. On this holiday, so many forget that it is a day chosen to commemorate the birth of the Savior. We get caught up into the world's commercialism, decorating the gifts for one another, Christmas celebrations, and so on. But today we must remember that for God so loved the world that he gave. The gift given began with Jesus, and it will end with Jesus. You hear what I said? Gift giving began with Jesus, and it will end with Jesus. He gave us so much, but one day I'm looking to wear a crown. I'm looking to wear a white robe. I'm looking to be in glory in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. So before we get so far, can we just say, "Happy birthday, Jesus. Thank you for eternal life." Now, briefly to our text. In John chapter 3, it begins with a visit from one by the name of Nicodemus. Nicodemus was one of those people impressed by Jesus' signs and miracles that he had performed. However, Nicodemus was not an ordinary man. From the scripture, we understand that he is a Pharisee. So he is very religious. He is a ruler of the Jews, so he is very influential and a member of the Sanhedrin. Further, he's educated, given by a Jew using his Greek name. So when Nicodemus comes to Jesus by night, whether it is because he is timid or afraid, or perhaps just wants an uninterrupted conversation with Jesus, is of no consequence. Yet, as a representative of humanity at its highest and best level, we can see him come to Jesus. It is unfortunate today that in our society, so many won't come to Jesus. They have problems, they have issues. It was talked about in our Sunday school this morning. People are so distraught, but they won't come to Jesus. They turn to everything else but the Lord. As Nicodemus approaches Jesus, he says, "Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him." Although the Bible speaks of deceivers and false prophets that would come and perform remarkable signs, Nicodemus was sure that in Jesus there was a genuine power from the Lord. Jesus' reply to Nicodemus must have shattered his world and the assumption of the Jewish people, because Jesus tells him, "Verily, verily." And when he says "verily, verily," that means it is most assuredly. "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Basically, what Jesus had said to Nicodemus was that his racial identity, being a descendant of Abraham, their whole birth of natural causes would not get him into the kingdom of God. Jesus made it plain that only being born again gives this assurance. As Nicodemus is now bewildered, worried, and confused, he asks, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Nicodemus is so confused, he might as well have said, how can you teach an old dog new tricks? Jesus then clarifies the issue to Nicodemus. Except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. Jesus wanted Nicodemus to know that he must be born anew. He must be born from above. He must be born spiritually or spiritually regenerated. Nicodemus, like most all Jews of his time, believed that they had already had their ticket punched. They were already on their way to the kingdom because they were living more lives and they were children of Abraham. But Jesus wants him to know, verily, verily, he says it again, most assuredly, meaning that it is, you can bank on it, it's true. He tells him, verily, verily, again, he wants him to take hold of the fact that he does not have what he needs and must be born again. It is important to remember that Jesus is speaking to a highly religious leader, a Pharisee, an educated man, an earnest man that wanted salvation. With all outward appearances that he was already living a transformed life to God. Yet he was not ready because he yet had to be born again of the water and the Spirit. I really like what Jesus says next in verse 8. He says, the wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. Jesus was using an analogy of the wind to describe the effects of the Spirit. Basically, you don't understand everything about wind. You can't see the wind, but you can hear it. Further, you can see the effects of the wind as it blows leaves, as it blows paper, as it blows things into the air, and you see things rolling around the ground. You know that the wind is there. And so it is that Nicodemus needed to realize, and we as well, that he didn't need to understand everything about the new birth before believing and receiving. We need to just believe God at his word. We need to just take it in, because we're not going to know everything about all of this until we be in the by and by. Nicodemus, still confused, says, how can these things be? Jesus now begins to scold Nicodemus, begins to let them know that art thou a master of Israel and knowest not these things. Jesus was letting him know that he of all people, being an important leader among the Jews, should have known the scripture from the Old Testament, laying out God's plan. Because God's plan was laid out even before the foundation of the world. Isaiah began to prophesy and began to let us know in the 7th chapter, in the 14th verse, therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Emmanuel meaning God with us. He goes on, and Isaiah tells us in that 9th chapter, which we read in our scripture lesson this morning, Brother Marcus said, for unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful. I don't know about you, but the God I serve is wonderful. Counselor. I don't need to go to a psychiatrist or a psychologist, but whatever I need, all I got to do is tell it to Jesus. The mighty God that lets you know that he can do anything but fail. The everlasting Father and the Prince of Peace. It says, of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do it. You got to understand that the zeal, that means God is going to do it. It's not by power or might of our own, but it's by the Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm reminded of even in Genesis chapter 12, where we begin to see that God speaks to Abram. He's not called Abraham at the time, but as he is Abram, and God begins to give him some information. He begins to tell him the needs to come out and go to a place where he'd show him. In that 12th chapter of Genesis, he says, and I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. But the third verse says, and I will bless them that bless thee, curse him that curseth thee, and in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. Here he is. He's been given promise by the Lord. And it was one thing that the Jewish people did not understand. They thought that they were, just because they were a descendant of Abraham, that they received the blessings and would also receive the kingdom. But I'm so glad, hallelujah, that on that first Christmas day, hallelujah, God's plan came into fruition. Because he told them that, he told Abram not only that he was going to be blessed, but in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. The Jews thought that they'd had salvation wrapped up, tied up, and tangled up. But Jesus speaks to Nicodemus and said, uh-uh. It's not because of who you're related to. It's not because of the power that you have. But you've got to be born of the water and of the Spirit. In other words, anybody that is born of water and the Spirit can receive what the Lord God has for them. We got to understand that we as Gentiles did not have an opportunity for salvation. We didn't have an opportunity for eternal life. But hallelujah, now that we have just a look at Jesus, now that we can understand what Jesus did when he came from heaven down to earth, that's why I begin to get excited when I begin to think about this holiday, because Jesus put the plan in action so that you and I could have the opportunity for salvation, because we were on the outside looking in. But God said, I'm going to bless you so that you'll be able to be on the inside. Hallelujah. And we begin to look at why all of this took place, why all of this happened. Paul began to let the church in Rome know in the 8th chapter, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. He goes on to that 29th verse and says, and who he did foreknow, he also did predestinate. I want you to stop right there for a minute. We get ready to go home. Even before the foundation of the world, I want you to get your mind wrapped around something this morning. That even before the foundation of the world, the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, God Almighty, that wonderful Counselor, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, knew that he was going to come down to earth so that we could be saved. He even foreknew that you and I, Brother William and Sister Lisa Savage, Sister Rosa Dickinson, Brother Eddie Dodge, Sister Irene McLean, Taiwan, and Mary Gardner, Spencer and Shante. He knew Janet and James. He knew Mary. He knew Ed. He knew Sister Nellie. He knew Margie and David. He knew Audrey. He knew Brenda. He knew Hallelujah, Barbara, me, Autumn, and Winter. He knew Bobby, Bailey, and Destiny. He knew, hallelujah, William and Frelana. He knew that Liam and Adesha were. Regina, hallelujah, Marcus. He knew that Lee and Barbara, Janice, hallelujah, were going to be in this place. He knew that Michael and Deborah, Jamila were going to be here. He knew that we were going to be here on this Christmas morning to give him praise and glory, because
whom he foreknew, he also did predestinate. In other words, he's already predestined us to be in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. But all we got to do is do the will of God and believe on him that sent us, believe on him that has given us a promise so that we receive what we've got. So many times, hallelujah, that we have been told that we got a gift. An expectation. Many of you received the text from me that pastor's got a gift on his tree for you. Hallelujah. And I'm so glad that you got your gift today, but there's some more gifts in the box. Everybody that had a gift ain't here to receive their gift. If you got something, you got to go and get it. When you know that it's going to be there, you got to know that you got to go and acquire that belongs to you. I want the church to know that on this birthday of Jesus Christ, that there's a promise unto you. That there's a gift, the greatest gift of all, that is there for you to receive. And that gift is for eternal life. But you got to get it. You got to go after it. You got to receive what is there for you. If you don't receive it, it'll just be there. But child of the living God, I want you to know that you got to run and get it while you got a chance. Because you might not have a chance anymore. You need to come and receive what the Lord God has for you. While you got breath in your body, while you're here breathing, because God, hallelujah, wants to give you something. The Bible says that even the Apostle Paul, in Acts the 19th chapter, was on the upper coast of Ephesus, and he met some brethren, about 12 of them. Scripture lets us know he encounters them. He said, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? They told him we hadn't heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. He began to say, well, whom were you baptized? They said, under John's baptism. He says, oh, you need to understand. John indeed baptized with water, telling on him that would come after. Jesus was coming after. That they would believe on him and he would baptize them with, what do we say? Water and of the Spirit. Somebody needs to get what God has for them. I've already been to the water. Go get another dip. Get what God has for you. Get eternal life. You got eternal life to win and to lose. But today is a day of salvation. You can call me silly or crazy. As I came over for prayer this morning, the Spirit just told me, and I just acted upon what came to my heart. I turned on the pool heater. The devil said, ain't nobody going to get baptized on Christmas. Ain't nobody going in when it's 20-some degrees outside. You get baptized? Well, I'm just going to be obedient. The pool heater's on. Brother Herbie, stick your finger in there and see if it's good and warm. Wouldn't it be wonderful? Wouldn't it be wonderful for somebody, stick your finger in there and see if it's warm. Uh-oh. Feel pretty good to him. Wouldn't it be wonderful for somebody to go down in the name of Jesus on Christmas Day? What a wonderful thing it would be to say, happy birthday, Jesus. I want to receive what you have for me on your birthday. Anytime somebody asks you, well, when were you baptized? On Christmas Day. You can put your chest down and say, whoo, I came to him on Christmas Day. What a gift to give back to Jesus for what he gave to you. What a gift to give back to Jesus for what he has given to you. Now, I'm not going to stay up here all day and ask. Matter of fact, I'm going to tell Herbie to go out to the car, him and Mo, and get the fruit basket. I want you to be thinking about that.
while they get the fruit baskets out.
What a wonderful thing it would be.
Let us stand to our feet. We're going to pray. And if the Lord puts that on your heart, come down this aisle while we're praying. Lord Jesus, right now we thank you for this day that you have made, that we will rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, we say happy birthday to you. And thank you for eternal life. Right now we are opening, Lord Jesus, this altar for any that may want to come. On this Christmas day, what a day to be saved. What a day to be baptized in the name of Jesus. The enemy is saying, don't do it. But Satan, the Lord rebuke thee. 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 Satan, the Lord rebuke. One more time. Satan, the Lord rebuke thee. But Lord, we claim victory. We claim victory. We claim healing. We claim deliverance. We claim salvation in your name, Lord. Open up their heart. Open up their mind. Oh, let them see what the Spirit is saying to the church. Hallelujah. Right now, oh God. Let that soul, that boy, that girl, that man, that woman run down the aisle. Just like they would do on Price is Right. When the name is called, you're the next contestant to be baptized in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, Lord. Touch somebody. Touch somebody. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Deliver that soul. Hallelujah. Deliver that soul. Deliver that soul. Deliver that soul. Hallelujah. As we come before your presence. Bless right now, God. Touch, manifest yourself in their lives. Lord, we give you the glory and we give you the praise. We give you all honor. Bless each and every individual and each household represented in the house today. Lord, open up manifold blessings, many blessings, oh God, for your people, for they're just coming out on this Christmas day, hallelujah, to give you praise and glory. Lord, we bless you. We bless you. We bless you, hallelujah, and we thank you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.